Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedjunav Tzadi Tess, so we are starting by the sixth line with the words Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing Mashiach Tanya with Rabbi Lezer Omer. He tells us, Yimoyes HaMashiach Abrahim Shana, Yimoyes HaMashiach is going to be 40 years long. Shemar the Pasuk says, Abrahim Shana, Akut Bedar. Anyway, this is talking about us traveling around the Midbar for 40 years. The word Akut is a Lashon of Nakat, to take, and it's in future tense, Akut, I will do this, which is referring to Yimoyes HaMashiach. Rabbi Lezer Benazari Omer, he tells us, Shivim Shana, Yimoyes HaMashiach is going to be 70 years. Shemar the Pasuk says, who will be on that day, v'nishkachas tzar shivim shana, and tzar is going to be forgotten for 70 years, ki mei melech echad, like the days of melech echad. Now, echad means unique, so eze melech miyuchad, who's this unique king that we're referring to over here? Hava Omer, zeh Mashiach, is referring to Mashiach, and Rebbe Omer, he tells us, shloisha doiris, yimoyes HaMashiach is going to be three generations. Shema Kaz Pasuk says, yiruchim shamash lefnei yireach, and they're going to fear you as long as the sun and moon last. Sun is referring to Mashiach, and moon is referring to David HaMelech. Dor doirim, generation and generations, which is one plus two generations, that's a total of three. Now, Rebbe Omer, he tells us, and we had this yesterday, en lo HaMashiach liYisrael, there's not going to be Mashiach at all. Because in days of Chizkiah, they already benefited from what Mashiach is. And yes, obviously, we're going to be redeemed in the end, but that's going to be through Hashem, but we're not going to experience Yimoyes HaMashiach according to Rabbi Hillel. However, Rabbi Yosef says, Sharli Marli Rabbi Hillel, the master, which is really referring to Hashem, he should forgive Rabbi Hillel because this is simply not true. Chizkiah Emes Hava, when did Chizkiah Melch live? In the first place of Mikdash, Bil Zachariah Kom Esnabim by his Sheni, Zachariah Navi, he gave Nevuot in the second place of Mikdash, Ve'amar, and he said very clearly, Gili Ma'od Bas Tzion, rejoice very much, Bas Tzion, Hari Bas Yushalayim, shout out loud, Bas Yushalayim. Behold, your king is coming to you. Tzadik v'noishahu anivroich val chamor val ayir ben asoynais. And this is clearly referring to a physical, real person who's Mashiach. And this is already in times of second base of Mikdash, right after Chizkiah. So it can't be that Rabbi Hillel is correct. And we continue discussing this tiny dich with another brass. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he tells us, Yimoyes HaMashiach Abrahim Shana. Mashiach is 40 years. Ksiv Hachat says over here, Vayancha, Vayarvecha, Vayachilcha. This is referring to the 40 years in the Midbar. And he uses the lashon of affliction, Vayancha, he afflicted you. Ksiv Hasim, it says over there about Yimoyes HaMashiach, Samchenu, Kimaisi Nisanu, Shnoiser Inu Ra'a. Give us rejoicing like the days that you afflicted us. And so we see the same lashon of Ini Sanu, like you afflicted us. And just like there was 40 years in the Midbar, so it's going to be 40 years of Yimoyes HaMashiach. And Rabbi Omer, he tells us, Arba Me'ez Shana, it's actually going to be 400 years. Ksiv Hachat says over here in regards to Shibu Mitzrayim, Ba'avadim Inu Oysam Arba Me'ez Shana, 400 years. And Ksiv Hasim says over there in this passage we just quoted, Samchenu Kimas Inu Sanu. So we see this lashon of Inu being afflicted, and that means that just like our affliction in Mitzrayim was 400 years, our years of Simcha and Yimoyes HaMashiach corresponding to that affliction is going to be 400 years as well. And Rabbi Omer, Rabbi tells us, Shloish Me'ez Shishim Chamesh Shana, it's going to be 365 years. Kamin Yimoyes HaChamal, like the days of a year. Remember the pasuk says, "Ki yom nakam b'libi ushnas gulai ba." For a day of nakama is in my heart, and a year of gula is coming. This yom nakam b'libi is referring to the punishment of the Meraglim's bad report about Eretz Yisrael. We know that was yom l'shana, a day for a year. So the 40 days they went around Eretz Yisrael, they were punished with 40 years of wandering around the desert. And that's what this pasuk is telling us. That shnas gulai ba, just like a year, is 365 days. So that actually turns into 365 years. Now we just explain another part of the pasuk. My yom nakam b'libi. What does this mean? A day of revenge in my heart. So Amar Bichon explains, "Libi galisi levar le galisi." Hashem says, "The kaviyachal I revealed it only to my heart, but not to the rest of my limbs," meaning I never spoke this out loud. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakshamer, he says, "Lelibi gilisi l'malchei sharz legilisi," I revealed it to my heart, but not to the malachim. Another brisa, Tani Avimi Breid Ravo, Yimoyes HaMashiach Yisrael Shivas Alafim Shana, the Yimoyes HaMashiach is going to be 7,000 years. Shemar Kaz Pasuk says, "Umusos Chasan Al Kala Ken Yosis Olayich Hashem Lekayich." Just like a Chasan rejoices with a Kala, so Hashem is going to rejoice over you. And we know there's 7 days of rejoicing, Chasan and Kala. And as we had a number of daf ago, one day of this world is like 1,000 for Hashem, and therefore 7 days of Shevin Brachas is 7,000 years of Yimoyes HaMashiach. And Rav Yehuda Shmuel, he tells us, Yimoyes HaMashiach Kimiyam Shenevra Oilam Har Achshav is as long as from when the world was created up until now. Shemar Kaz Pasuk says Kimiyah Shemayim Al Aretz, like the days of heaven on the earth. And from Nachman Yitzchak Gomer, he says Kimiy Noach Har Achshav, from the days of Noach until now. Shemar Kaz Pasuk says Kimiy Noach Zaisli Asher Nishbati. And even though literally translated, this pasuk is referring to the waters of Noach, May Noach. The drasha is Kimiy Noach, like the days of Noach. In other words, just like Hashem promised Noach that He's never going to bring a mabul to destroy the world, this means that Yimoyes HaMashiach is going to last from then up until when Mashiach comes, however long that's going to be. And more about Yimoyes HaMashiach. All Nevi'im, they only gave all their Nevu'ah about Yimoyes HaMashiach, meaning all the wonderful description of the rewards that we're going to receive, that's referring to reward received in Yimoyes HaMashiach. In regards to Olam Haba, the Pasuk says, that no eye except for yours, Hashem, has seen what He's going to do for those who await Him, so we have no idea what Olam Haba is going to be like. However, this is not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, there's no difference between the world we're living in nowadays and Yimoyes HaMashiach, besides for Shibur Malchios. We quoted this a few daf ago as well, namely that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be the same exact as it is now, except that we're not going to be under the sovereignty of any other ruler, we're going to be self-ruling, and therefore it must be that all the wonderful nevuos that we have is referring to Olam Haba and not Yimoyes HaMashiach. Another member of Amar Chibur Abba Amar Bichron, Kol Nevi'im L'Nisnabu El Bali Tshuva. All the prophecies of the Nevi'im are really for Bali Tshuva, Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, but for pure Tzadikim, Ein Lai Ras, Alekibz L'Ascha, we can't even fathom what their reward is. However, please, Rav Avoh, this is not like Rav Avoh, Dom Rav Avoh, Amarav, he tells us, Makam Shbali Tshuva Oim Dim Sham, Tzadikim Ein Oim Dim Sham, that where Bali Tshuva stands, means a tzaddik is not able to stand there, meaning that a baal tshuva is on a higher level than a tzaddik. Shemar, because the pasuk says, "Shalom, shalom, l'rachik v'l'karav, peace, peace to the far and the near." That's problematic. Bereish rachik v'adar karav. First, Hashem is giving shalom to the people who are far, and then to the ones who are near. How does that make sense? And the answer is, my rachik. What does that mean? Far rachik de meikar. They used to be far because they did aveiros, and then they became baal tshuva, so they became close. And umay karav. What's karav? Karav de meikar. The hashda. That means they were always close, and they're still close. In other words, we're going to see that Hashem gives shalom to those who are rachik, meaning they used to be avri aveira, and then they were baal tshuva. So we see the baal tshuva are actually in a higher level than tzaddikim. However, Rabbi Yechon would answer by saying, l'rachik, what does this mean? Shuhu rachik me'avera. A person who's rachik means he's very far from avera, and he's actually a tzaddik. Whereas a karv, what does this mean? Shuhu karv me'avera v'nisrachik me'mena. He used to be close to averas, and then he distanced himself from them, and therefore Rabbi Yechon still stands strong. The tzaddikim are on a higher level than baal tshuva. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon, Rabba, Rabbi Yechon, here's another memra, kol nevim kumla nisnabu el masi bita talmud chacham. All the nevuos that we have from all the nevim are said regarding the reward a person is going to receive for marrying off his daughter to talmud chacham, ulai sebrakmati el talmud chacham, and for doing business for a talmud chacham. He has extra money, he gives it to you, you do business for him, and so he could sit and learn. And v'lmahan talmud chacham minchasav, someone who benefits talmud chacham from his property, avol talmid chacham atzmam, but the talmid chacham themselves, ayin l'rasa l'kim zlascha, their reward is unfathomable. Now we just ask, my ayin l'rasa, what does that mean? This ayin l'rasa that no one's seen this reward. What type of reward is it? So Rabbi Shmuel Levi, he says, zay yain hamshur banav mishes mibreishes. This is referring to wine that's in the grapes from already the 6 days of creation. And Rosh Hashanah, he says, zay Eden. This is referring to Eden. The loy rasa ayin me'olam. No one ever saw Eden. And Vim Tamer, if you're going to say Adam Heichandar, where did Adam Rishon live? He lived in Eden. No, and the answer is that Bagan. He lived in the Gan. And Vim Tamer, if you're going to say Gan who Eden? Gan is the same thing as Eden. Talmud the pasuk says, v'nahar yotzei me'Eden lahashkas zagon, that a river went out of Eden to water the Gan. So that means that the garden is different than Eden, and therefore it could be that Ayin Rasa is referring to Eden. And with this, we conclude our very lengthy explanation of the first part of the Mishnah, that a person says, Tchias Meisim in HaTorah, Ein L'Chelek Olam Haba, and so we got this whole discussion of Tchias Meisim and Mashiach and Olam Haba, so on and so forth. And now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, Ha'omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim V'Chulu. Somebody says there's no Torah in Shemayim, he's also Ein Chelek Olam Haba. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we have a brass that explains this. The Pasuk tells us, Kidvar Hashem Baza, for he degraded, he despised the Dvar Hashem, Ves Mitzvah Se Hefar, and nullified the Mitzvahs, he karis de karis, he's surely going to be cut off. What's this referring to? Zeh Omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. This is a person who says there's no Torah in Shemayim. That's what it means. Kidvar Hashem Baza, he's Mevaza the Dvar Hashem, meaning that it's not from Shemayim. Davarach, another understanding is Kidvar Hashem Baza, Zapikaris is referring to Apikaris, which we're going to discuss later on what that means. And Davarach, another understanding is Kidvar Hashem Baza, what does this mean? Zemagal Panam Batira. This is someone who's Magal Panam Batira, and we're also going to discuss what this means. Continue to explain the Pasuk, Vesem Svase Hefar, what does this mean? Zahamefer Bris Basar. This is somebody who nullifies, he does away with the Bris of the flesh, which is referring to Bris Mila. And Hikaris Tikaris, what does this mean? Hikaris Balamazet, Hikaris Lanaba, he's going to be cut off not only in this world, but also in the next world. And we cut over Blazar Maidai. From here, Blazar Maidai says, Amachal Sakachim, someone who desecrates Kachim, Amvazam Maidai, someone who degrades the Maidai, which is referring to Chala Maid, Vamefer Bris of Avram Avinu, he's made for the Bris of Avram Avinu, he doesn't care about Bris, he doesn't get one, or it has to be Mashach Halasai, Vamagal Panamatar Shalai Kalacha, or a person is Magal Panamatara Shalai Kalacha, he so to speak Chutzbedek to Tyra against Allah, Vamam Penecha Vabrabim, someone embarrasses a friend in public, Alvabishesh Bel Tyra Masim Taivim, even if this guy has Tyra and Masim Taivim, in the Chilik Lama Ba, he doesn't have a Chilik in Lama Ba. And then Yedek, we have another Brisa, Kidvar Hashem Baza, what does this mean? Zeh Omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim, this is a person says, Tyra is not from Shemayim, and Vafilu Omer Kol Tyra Kulam Min HaShemayim, even if the guy says, you know what, all of Tyra is from Shemayim, Chutzbi Pasuk Zeh, except for, you know, this Pasuk, Shalem Barakosh Baruch Hu, Hashem didn't say it, El Moshe Piatzmai, Moshe made up this Pasuk on his own. Zeh Kidvar Hashem Baza, this is a guy who's being Mavazah Dvar Hashem, and Vafilu Omer Kol Tyra Kulam Min HaShemayim, even if the guy says that all of Tyra is from Shemayim, Chutz Mi Diktok Zeh, except for this one little Diktok, one letter is not from Shemayim, or Mi Kav Chaymer Zeh, one Kav Chaymer is not from Shemayim, or Mgzer Shava Zu, this Gzer Shava is not from Shemayim, Zeh Hu Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, this is also an application of Dvar Hashem Baza. And we continue, Tanya Vav Brisa, Hayr Meir Amir Meir said, Halom Yi Tayr Ve'in Malamda, somebody who learns Tayr but doesn't teach it to others, Zeh Hu Dvar Hashem Baza, this is a person who's being Mevazah Dvar Hashem, and Rav Nosson Amir, he tells us, Kol Mishe Ein Mashgiach HaMishnah, somebody who's being Mevazah Dvar Hashem, somebody who doesn't care about Mishnah. It's obvious that in order to be able to understand the Tayr properly, you have to learn Mishnah, and if he's Mevazah Mishnah, that's being Mevazah Dvar Hashem. And Rav Nosson Amir, he tells us, Kol Shef Shalasik B'Tayr Ve'in Oisek, if a person is able to learn Tayr and he doesn't, he's Dvar Hashem Baza. And Rabbi Shmuel, he tells us, Zeh Oved Abayis Kechavim, it's a person who serves idols. And my mashma, how is that learned from here? The answer is, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, and Bryce was Tana Bismesh Rabbi Shmuel, Kidvar Hashem Baza, the Pasuk says, Zeh Mevaza Dibur, Shenem Rolei L'Moshe Misinai, this is somebody who's Mevaza, the Dibur that was said to Moshe Misinai. And what's that Dibur? Anoich Hashem Lekecha, Lo Yelcha Elohim Achirim V'Goymer, don't take other gods upon yourself. So when it says, Dvar Hashem Baza, that's referring to the Dibur of Hashem of not to Avodah Zarah. And continue to discuss Torah. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, he tells us, Kol HaMetarev In Chazer Le, somebody who learns Torah, but he doesn't chazer, he doesn't review, Daimel Adam Shezreven and Kaitzer. It's like a person who plants, but he doesn't harvest. And Rabbi Shomer, he says, Kol HaMetarev In Shacha, anyone who learns Torah and forgets it, because he didn't chazer, Daimel Isha Shelez V'Kaveres. It's like a woman who gave birth and then buried the child. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, he tells us, Tzai Tesson Bez Atab, Zamer B'chol Yoyim, Zamer B'chol Yoyim, sing every day, sing every day. Which means even if a person knows his Torah so well, like a song he sings all the time, he still has to chazer over and over, And that way he's going to not only remember it, but will also be zeich to sing in the next world. And our Yitzchak Rav Dimi tells us, my crow, what's the pasuk that supports says, Shinemar that says, Nefesh Amel Amlaloi, a person who works hard, it's going to work for him, Ki Achaf Olav Pihu, because he saddled his mouth to it. This tells us, Hu Am Makam Zeh, he worked hard on Tyre in this world, Vitayrasa Amez Loi, Makam Acher, his Tyre is going to work hard for him in the next world, which means he's going to go to Hashem and ask it to grant this person even greater and deeper understanding. And the Lashon of Achaf Olav Pihu in this pasuk means an Ukef, like a saddle, this on donkey all the time. So too, when a person learns Tyre all the time, he's Amel in it, he toils in it, that's when this pasuk is applied to him. And our Rabbi tells us, Kaladim Lamal Nivra, all people are created to work hard to toil. Shem of the pasuk says, Ki Adam L'Amal Yulad, a man was created for toil, for working hard. However, any day Im Lamal Pe Nivra, Im Lamal Malach Nivra, I don't know if he was created to work hard with his mouth or work hard physically. And therefore, Kshayim, the pasuk says, Ki Achafal of Pihu, and so we see we're specifically talking about a mouth over here, Av Im Lamal Pe Nivra, we see the person is going to work hard with his mouth. By then, any day, but I still don't know, Im Lamal Tyra, Im Lamal Sicha, does that mean he's working hard in Tyra, or is he just working hard with other conversation? And the answer is, Kshayim, the pasuk says, Loyal Mush Sefer Tarazam Mi Picha, this Sefer Tarazam should not leave your mouth, Av Im Lamal Tyra Nivra, that tells us that a person is meant to work hard in Tyra. And behind the Rava, this is what Rava says, Kul Gufe, all bodies, meaning all people, Dereftki Ninhu, they're created to work very hard. Tuvilit Zachi, Hava Dereftki Dereisa, fortunate are those who are Zaycha to work hard in Tyra. Continue to talk about people who don't work hard in Tyra. Naiv Ishach Sar Lev, the Pasuk says, which is not exactly a positive description about a person who's a womanizer. Amr Shalom Shalakish says, Olam Matarla Prakim, this referring to a person who learns Tyra only every once in a while. Shemra Kaz, the Pasuk says, Kinam Kisishmerim Betnecha, for they're pleasant when you guard them inside you. Yikainu Yachtav Alsva Secha, let them be established together on your lips, which means it's only when a person learns all the time, steadily, every single day, he has a set seder that he's constantly learning, so then everything's going to be stored inside him, it's going to be yishmim b'bitnecha. But a person learns only every once in a while, is like somebody who doesn't want to settle down and get married, as with this woman one time, and with a different woman a different time, that person can never get anywhere in Torah learning, if it's one day he's learning, one day he's not, maybe this, maybe that, therefore a person has to be set in his learning. And Torah Bonavim Abraisa, the Pasuk tells us, v'nefesh ha'tasa b'yad rama, and a person who acts high-handedly, and he curses or blasphemes Hashem, zemenash mechizkia, this is referring to Menashe, the son of Chizkia Melech, he sat in Darshan, the Agadus of the Torah, that were a degradation. Amar, he said as follows, did Moshe Rabbeinu have nothing better to write other than the Pasuk that the sister of Loitan was Timna? What do we care about that? Timna was a Pelegish, the concubine, the secondary wife of Eliphaz. That's important to know because many times people's wives and concubines are mentioned, but why do we have to say Achaisleitan Timna? What do we care that the sister of Loitan's name was Timna? What's Moshe Rabbeinu wasting his time for? Another thing the Menashe made fun of is he quoted his Pasuk, Reuven went by the wheat harvest, and he found these udaim in the field. What's the purpose of saying this pasuk? What do we care when he went out for? And after he said this, Yatsabaskova Amrloy, Abasko came out and said to him, Tesha Bachicha Tedaber, you sit and speak against your brother, Beben Imcha Titan Daifi, you ridicule the son of your mother, Ela Asis Vechrashti, you do all this, and if I'm quiet, Dimisa Heos Eya Kamaicha, it's going to seem to you that I'm with you and that I agree to this, Achichacha Vercha Leinecha, I'm going to rebuke you and expose you to others in front of you. And of all of them, Farshba Kabbalah, about Menashe, it says in Kabbalah, which is specifically referring to Ksuvim, Hoi Moshe Avan Mechavle Ashav, woe unto those who draw sin to themselves with ropes of nothingness, uchavos hagal chata, and sin like with the rope of a wagon. We now explain what this means. My chavos hagala, what does that mean? Thick rope of the wagon. So Ramasi explains, Yitzahara, this is a mashal to Yitzahara. Betchilo daim l'chutcha kuvya. First, Yitzahara comes to a person, and he's easy to break like a strand coming out of a spider. That's what the first part of the pasuk means. Chavle shav, ropes of nothingness, it's very easy to stop the Yitzahara. However, l'basayf, later on, when a person constantly gives into the Yitzahara, daim l'vos hagala, it seems hard to break this inclination to sin like a thick rope of a wagon. Now he's explained, Dasana Allah mihas, now that we've at least come to a situation that we've had this question asked, why do we have this pasuk achaslet and timna? Maihi, what's it teaching us? And the answer is timna pas malchem avoy. This woman timna, she was the daughter of kings. How do we know this? The pasuk says aluf loitan aluf timna. There's in the pasuk is mentioning all the alufim, all the chiefs or the kings. And mecha aluf machusa b'loy tagohi. And aluf is basically a king without a crown. In other words, he's a real king. He's just one step down from a regular king that has a crown. And by saying that loitan was a king, it must be that timna, his sister, was a princess because the way the loitan became a king was from his father. And therefore, it's important to note that Achaz Leitan was Timna. And what do we see from Timna? She wanted to become a ger. She came to the family of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, but they didn't accept her. And therefore, she went to become a Pelegesh, a concubine, a secondary wife to Eliphaz, the son of Esav. Amr, she said, it's better to be a shivcha, maidservant to this nation, basically the family of Avram Vinu, and not to be a very chashav woman in a different nation. And nothing mina Amalek. Amalek came from Timna, that caused terrible pain to Am Yisrael. And my time, why is this? Because they shouldn't have chased her away. Why didn't they accept her to be a ger? As we see that what came from her was a cause of pain and distress for Am Yisrael. And that's the reason why the pasuk says Achaslet and Timna, to show that she was an extremely chashev person and what we can learn from her following actions. Now we explain the next thing that Menashe made fun of. It says in the pasuk, Amar Rav, he tells us, We learn from here that tzaddikim don't even have anything close to do with gezel, with stealing or robbery. As the pasuk says, he went b'mei ktzir chitim. If he went before the ktzir chitim, so it could be that his dung that he found would be stolen. It belonged to somebody else. And that is going b'mei ktzir chitim after people already harvested their wheat. They were for sure hefker and they didn't have any issues of gezel. And now we explain b'im tzadudim basada, my dudim, what exactly are dudim? What are these things that Reuven found? So Amar Ravi tells us you have ruche, which is some sort of plant. Rashi says we don't know what it is. Levi Amar Sigli, Levi says Sigli, and Rabbi Yosson Amar Saviske, according to both Levi and Rabbi Yosson, it's some sort of herb. Back to discussing Torah, Amar Balzandri, call Isaac with Torah Lishma. Anyone who learns Torah Lishma for its own sake, Mesim Shalom of Malashamayla, Uv Malashamato, he causes there to be peace in the upper heaven and down here. Shalom the Pasuk says, O Yachzak Muzi, or let him take hold of my strength, which is referring to Torah, Yasa Shalom Li, Shalom Yasa Li, he should make peace with me, he should make peace with me, which is double lashon of making peace, basically saying, Shalom in Pamalashamayla and Shalmata. Neravamar, he tells us, Kilubana Palton Shamayla Shalmata, it's as if he built a palace up in Shemayim and down here. Shalom the Pasuk says, Va'asim Dvar Beficha, and I put my words in your mouth, and have covered you with a shade of my hand. Toya Shemayim, Lisaid Aretz, literally this means to plant in Shemayim and to lay foundations of the earth, which is referring to a palace up there and down here. Now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he tells us, Af Megan Al Kolayim Kulay, when a person learns Torah Lishma, he also protects the whole world. Shemayim the Pasuk says, Vitzel Yadi Kisizicha, and with the shadow of my hand I cover you, which is referring to Hashem's protection. And Vilevi Amar Levi says, Af Makarvaz Ageula, he even brings the Geula closer. Shemayim the Pasuk right afterwards says, Vilemer Litzion Ami Ata, and say to Tzion, you are my people. And continuing to discuss, Amar Shalakir says, Kol Malamed is Ben Chaver Torah, anyone teaches the son of his friend Torah, Malal Vakasav Kilo Asai, the Pasuk teaches him as if he made that person, it's as if he made his friend's son. Shemar the Pasuk says, was that Nefesh Shasu B'Charon, referring to Avram Avinu, then he made Nefesh and Charon, doesn't mean he made them, he inspired them to the service of Hashem, so it's like he made them. And Rabbi Lazar, he tells us, Kilo Asan Devar Torah, it's as if he made the words of the Torah themselves. Shemar the Pasuk says, Ushmartim is Devar Abris Azois Vasisem Oisam, you shall guard the words of this bris, and you will make them. And Rava says, Kilo Asai La Atmai, it's as if he made himself, meaning when a person teaches somebody else's son Torah, it's like that guy made his own self. Shemar the Pasuk says, Vasisem Oisam, and how do we understand it? I'll take re Oisam Elo Atem. Don't read it as Oisam, which means them. Read it as Atem, which means you. You make you when you teach somebody else Torah. And Rabbo says, Kom Asas Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who causes another guy to do a mitzvah, Malva Kosov Kilu Asa, the Pasuk treats it as if he himself did it. Shemar the Pasuk says, Umatra Sher Kisa Bais Hayar, and your staff that you struck the river with. Now the question is, Chimashi Ko, did Moshe Rabbeinu hit the river? No, Valoy Arni Ko. Aaron was the one that hit the river. So why is Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the staff that you hit the river with? El Lermelcha tell you, Kom Asas Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who gets his friend to do a mitzvah, it was basically because of Moshe that Aaron ended up hitting the river. Malav Kosov Kilu Asa, the pasuk treats it as if he did it himself. Now, continue to explain the next part of Mishnah where we had said Apikiris. Somebody who's an Apikiris and Lechek Lamaba. What's an Apikiris? Rav Chanina, Amr Chavaya, both of them say, Zamavaz Talmud Chacham, this one who denigrates and despises the Talmud Chacham. Whereas Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amr, they say, Zamavaz Chaver Bifnei Talmud Chacham, this is someone who's Mavaz his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, that's considered an Apikiris. Now, we've already discussed this. Bishlam Alamad, Amr Mavaz Chaver Bifnei Talmud Chacham Apikiris Hava, we understand that a person who's Mavaz his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, that guy's an Apikiris. So, therefore, we could say, the Mavaz Talmud Chacham Atzmai, if a person's Mavaz Talmud Chacham himself, Megal Panam Batayra Hava, that's Barbara Gir, so take out the words Shalai Kalacha, then this guy is Megal Panam Batayra, he's the one who acts chutzpedik towards the Torah, which is a much harsher level, and therefore we have a progression that makes sense. Apikiris is one who embarrasses his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, and Megal Panam Batayra is somebody who embarrasses the Talmud Chacham himself. El Manda Amr Mavaz Talmud Chacham Atzmai Apikiris Hava, but according to Manda Amr, that a person who's Mavaz Talmud Chacham, he's an Apikiris, Megal Panam Batayra Gain Mai. Who do we apply the term of Megal Panam Batayra to? And the answer is Gain Menashe Mechizkiel, like Menashe Mechizkiel, who we just said before, made fun of these psukim. What do we have to have them for? He's considered Megal Panam Batayra. Now we have another version of this. Some teach us machlekes on the seifa. Megal Panam Batayra, what is this? Rav Chanina Amri, they say, Zamavaz Tam Chacham is a person who's Mavaz Tam Chacham himself. Or Rabbi Yechon Rishu Ben Levi Amri, they say, Zamavaz is Chaver Bifnei Tam Chacham, this is a guy who embarrasses somebody in front of a Tam Chacham. And once again, we have the same conversation. Bisham Lamanda Ramavaz Tam Chacham Atzmai Megal Panam Batayra Hava, we understand, according to Manda Amar, that being Mavaz Tam Chacham himself, he's the guy whom we're calling Megal Panam Batayra. So therefore, the level down, Mavaz Chaver Bifnei Tam Chacham Apikaris Hava, we could say that being Mavaz a person in front of Tam Chacham is an Apikaris. Elamanda Amar, Mavaz Chaver Bifnei Tam Chacham, Megal Panam Batayra Hava, but according to Manda Amar, that even degrading a person in front of Talmud Chacham, that guy is a Megal Panam Batayra. So Apikaris Kagan Man, who's an Apikaris? As Rabbi Yosef answers, going Hani to Amri, it's like these people who say, My Hanulan Rabbanon, what do these rabbis help us out at all? Ledu Karu, Ledu Tanu, they're only learning Tar Shevach Sav and Shebal Peh for themselves. And these people don't realize that the whole Kiyum of the world is because of Talmud Chachamim. So that's a person who's an Apikaris, according to Rabbi Yosef. However, Amalei Abaye asked him, How could you say that? Hi Megal Panam Batayra Namihu. This person is also called Megal Panam Batayra. Tilsev, because the Pasuk says, Imloi Bris Yom Laila, if not for my bris of day and night, which is referring to Torah, Chukas Shemayim Va'aretz Lisamti. I wouldn't have established the Chukas of Shemayim and Aretz, which tells us that the Olam is Miskayim only through the study of Torah. And if a person says that's not true, and the Rabbanon don't do anything for us, they're Megal Panam Batayra. They're not Apikiris. And our Nachman Yitzchak, he also adds on, we can also learn this from the following. Shemar Pasuk says, when Asasil Chal Makam Bavuram, and I would save the entire place because of them, is Avram Avinu's conversation with Hashem regarding saving Sodom, and he had said, you're right, if there's Loim De Tyra there, then I'll save the entire place because of them. And so we see that it's the Loim De Tyra, the Tamid Chachamim, they're the ones that keep the world going. And because of Abaye's question on Rav Yosef, El Rabbi gives a different explanation. Kigon Diyasa Kamei Rabbe, and Apikaris is a guy who sits in front of his Rebbe, but Nafalei Shmaita Beduchta Achrisi, and also remembers something very similar in a different place. V'Amar, and he tells his Rebbe as follows, Hachi Amri Nan Hasam, this is what we said over there. V'Loi Amar, but he didn't say, Hachi Amar Mar, this is what Mar, Master, Rebbe, this is what you said in the other place, but equates himself with his Rebbe by saying, oh, this is what we learned over there. And that's an Apikaris. Now, Rav Amar, Rav says differently, Kigon Hanin Ben Binyamin Asya, as like the people of the family of Binyamin the doctor, to Amri, they would say, My Hani Lan Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon help us out? They never permitted us to eat raven, and they never asked us to eat dove. In other words, the Rabbanan never tells any chidushim. Everything they tell us is all from the Torah. We know that an ayrev, a raven, is treif, and that a yoina, a dove, is kosher. And so when they tell us that it's treif or kosher, that's something that's obvious, so they don't help us out at all. However, Rava, with Rava, anytime a question came from the house's Binyamin to him, and that maybe it was a treif, I wasn't so sure, when he found there's a reason to say that it's mutter, even though that's only something the Rabbanan came up with, Amalhu, he would tell them, you should see, because that I'm permitting ayrev, raven, for you. Because if you just relied on the Torah, this would actually not be kosher. And by me saying that it's kosher, that's like the rabbi is saying that you're allowed to eat raven. And Kiavachazi la Tamli Surah, when he saw there was a reason to asr it, meaning it looked like it was mutter, but really there's reason to asr it, Amalhu would tell them, you should see, I'm asring a dove to you. To you, this might seem like it's okay, but really it's not. And so really, Ahani lacha Rabbanon, the Rabbanon do help you, and they are useful. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss and define Api Kairas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.